Chris, how you doing?
Great. How are you?
I am. I'm doing well, Chris. So, give me any reasons why you think the Dolphins can go into New England and win.
I am bizarrely optimistic about this game for the Miami Dolphins, and here's why. The newly renovated, if you will, Miami Dolphins under Dan Campbell have done the things that we thought they would do from the very beginning of the season. And one of those things is get a pass rush with four guys. And that is the ultimate key to beating Tom Brady, is get pressure up the middle and get pressure without committing numbers to it. And the New England Patriots come into this game with an injured offensive line, with Nate Solder out for the year, Shaq Mason, one of their guards, could miss tonight's game. So for me, that's the ultimate thing you need to do in order to go on the road and beat New England. And the Dolphins have done it really well for the last 2 weeks. And while you can say that the Titans or Texans are bad teams in the overall, they don't necessarily have bad offensive lines. And the Dolphins have really taken advantage of their pass-rushing talent and gotten after the quarterback quite a bit, as we thought they would from the beginning of the year. So that's their hope tonight, is get a pass rush with four and bother Tom Brady all night.
Now, when you look at the Dolphins, why are they getting it done now on the pass rush where it wasn't the case early? Because if you can get after Brady without sending numbers, like you say, you've got a shot. If you got to send five, six, and seven guys to get him, you're in trouble.
Right, and that's what the Jets tried to do last week, and Tom Brady does a fantastic job of just identifying at the line of scrimmage, okay, you're going to come from there, I'll throw there, and it's sort of very simple like that. What's been the difference for the Dolphins has been a couple of things. First off, you can't overlook the importance of health. And Cameron Wake started the season with a hamstring injury, did not really look himself in the beginning of the season, and I think that showed. And I think it's just a general philosophy from Dan Campbell, the new interim coach of the Dolphins, of win your one-on-one matchup. And that's the kind of competition. His general message has been very competition-centric, and it's about winning your one-on-one matchup. And if you watch the Dolphins in the first few games of the season, people thought Ndamukong Suh was playing poorly, their big-money defensive tackle, but he wasn't playing poorly. He was doing his job. It's just that no one around him took advantage of it. No one took advantage of the fact that they're a one-on-one with their opposing blocker, and we've seen Cameron Wake especially, but other guys on that D-line really do their job in that area.
Chris, you know, the revamped Miami Dolphins, as you call it, maybe playing up to their capabilities. The one thing we haven't seen in their two-game winning streak is if they can stop the run, because, you know, they've been up ahead so often that the team's just had to throw the ball. And the Patriots, while the running attack, you know, isn't the same without Lewis in there, and they switch it up every week, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if suddenly they're like, here we go, here's Blount, see if you can stop us. Do you have confidence that their run defense, which is still ranked 31st in the league, can improve?
It would be very Patriots for them last week, too. I think they only ran seven times against the New York Jets. They went all pass, and it would be very Belichickian to all of a sudden switch and go the other way. I think you mentioned that the Dolphins are still bad. I think it's more to do with, number one, the other team has gotten some garbage time yards. I think the Dolphins' run defense has been really good the last couple weeks, and it has to do with the fact that they do have the lead. As you mentioned, they're able to attack. They're able to get up the field. And they've scored on their opening possession the last 2 weeks, and they've stopped the other team in the last 2 weeks. So I think getting ahead is really huge because they've been able to force the other team to be one-dimensional. Now, they haven't really faced the test quite like New England, but that offensive line that I mentioned earlier could sort of balance that equation out, where if maybe the Dolphins' run defense isn't so good, well, maybe the Patriots' run blocking isn't very good, and so they won't be able to really run against Miami like they would hope to. But I think the Dolphins' hope tonight is that they don't have to commit numbers either in pass rush or in run defense, and that would force New England to become one-dimensional. That's not a guarantee like it is against the Texans when you're forcing Brian Hoyer to be one-dimensional. One-dimensional Tom Brady is still damn good. It'll be interesting to see how influential he can be if the Dolphins get a pass rush and stop the run.
Chris, when we talk about the other side of the ball when Miami's got it, there's this sense out there that the skill players on the Dolphins are free at last with Philbin out. Do you buy into that? Do you see that in the game planning and the execution so far?
I see one person who is free at last, and that's Lamar Miller, the starting running back for the Miami Dolphins, who the first 4 weeks of the season, they didn't really commit to the run very much. And even when you fall behind, I don't think it was very much of an excuse when you're down by 7 points, theoretically a touchdown can equalize the game. If you're down by 7 points, why are you abandoning the run? And that's what the Dolphins have done in these last – with a good under Philbin, I should say. And now under Dan Campbell, they really seem committed to it. And Lamar Miller ran like hell for that last game against the Houston Texans, 85-yard touchdown, and was fantastic in that game. And I think that he's been the guy that's most benefited from the coaching change, has most benefited from actual commitment to run the football. And Lamar Miller has been the guy that's ran for over 100 yards the last 2 weeks. Now, in terms of the receivers, you could say that it's really been a continuation of what we saw for the first 4 weeks. Jarvis Landry, number one. I imagine Bill Belichick will try and shut him down primarily tonight. And second would be Rishard Matthews, who has had a really surprising season so far, being that second receiver. We'll see if maybe the likes of Kenny Stills or Devontae Parker or Greg Jennings gets going tonight because Belichick devotes his attention elsewhere.
If the Dolphins have any hope, and right now it's not great, especially if they lose tonight and making the playoffs, they're in the midst of, this is the first of three consecutive games on the road, then they've got five of their last seven at home. They've got to win at least two out of these next three with the Patriots, Bills, and the Eagles to have any hope.
Well, I think this next five-week stretch would be a really interesting test for the Dolphins and see if what they've shown over the last 2 weeks has been real, because they play each of their divisional opponents on the road. They're at New England this week. Next week, I believe they're at Buffalo, and in four weeks, they're at the Jets. So this will be a really interesting stretch, and it's really interesting how we do it before the season, where you sort of point out to the schedule and say, oh, it's going to be tough to play Indianapolis at home, for instance. Oh, the Colts are going to be a tough out, and then they come out this season and they've been really poor. So it'll be interesting to see how the Dolphins sort of take on the new looks of every team, because if you had said before the year, at Philadelphia, that's probably a loss, but given the way that Sam Bradford has played for the Eagles, that's a winnable game all of a sudden. I agree with you. I think over this next three-game stretch, they need to win at least two of them to remain in that playoff race, because if you look at the teams that they're chasing, it's the second team in the AFC East, which is the Jets, and the Jets have been really good defensively, and Ryan Fitzpatrick has been competent enough. And in the AFC North, it's the Pittsburgh Steelers, and they're either going to get Ben Roethlisberger back this week or next week, and so you're going to have to keep pace. I think it's going to take 10 wins to get into the AFC wild card, and the Dolphins really got off to a poor start by starting 1-3. They're playing behind the eight ball a little bit, and we'll see with this new coach if they are able to get to 10 wins and make the playoffs, and that would certainly be enough to keep him as head coach. But they're certainly behind the odds a little bit because of the fact that they have to play so many road games, especially in this next three-week stretch. It's possible that the season gets away from them if they don't win, as you said, two of the next three.
Yeah, exactly, Chris. The Dolphins need to win. Now, what we know about Belichick, among many other things, is he's meticulous. And if that Miami front four is going to try and get after Brady behind a banged-up O-line, I'd expect some wrinkles. Do you? And if you do, what might they be?
It's a great question. And we've seen New England do things like that, like they did against Baltimore last year, where they sort of find the loophole in the rule book and have Julian Edelman line up as an ineligible receiver. And we've seen Bill Belichick pull this kind of stuff before. I think the Dolphins have faced situations like this where you're facing a daunting defensive line with an offensive line that can't really block. And it's really hard to overcome, which is why I feel like the Dolphins have a chance tonight, because the Jets last week tried to do it by blitzing. And this week, I don't know if the Dolphins will have to. It'll be really interesting to see how they overcome it. Really, I don't know if there needs to be wrinkles necessarily. It just needs to be number 12. And Tom Brady is the kind of guy that can overcome those kind of flaws on the offensive line. He's done it his entire career, whether it's offensive line or receivers or lack of a running game. He has certainly played with any number of limitations. I don't know if it's necessarily from a coaching perspective, although certainly if it would be somebody, it would be Bill Belichick. But I think Tom Brady is going to be the guy that's going to have to lift them from out of the situation.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. And he's done it pretty much his entire career. He's a guy who's won Super Bowls with not a lot of talented star players around him, just solid teams and solid defenses. And, the Dolphins, like a lot of teams, go into New England and don't win. It would be a huge upset and victory if the Dolphins could do it tonight.
Well, they certainly are the biggest underdog by point spread this weekend. But man, I it's really hard to untangle how good the Dolphins have been the last 2 weeks and their opponents, because the Tennessee Titans are bad. The Houston Texans are bad, maybe some of the worst teams in the league. And yet, I look at a team that went up 41-0 at halftime, a team that went 35-0 up before the Houston Texans got a single first down. To dominate another team like that in the NFL when everyone's supposed to be about equal, they look like a really good team last week. And this seems like a matchup between two really good teams. I guess we'll figure out if the really good team moniker for the Dolphins is accurate, because offensively, they've run the ball, they've been really balanced, and defensively, stopping the run early in the game has allowed their pass rush to get after them, and Dominican Sue looks like himself, Cameron Wick looks like himself, and also, I'll add this, guys, because it's a really important factor to me, because they had such a big lead in their last game, they were able to rest some of their starters in the second half, only play them sparingly throughout that second half. I think Cameron Wake only played about half the snaps defensively for the Dolphins. It's about 47 of 85, somewhere in that territory, a little more than half. And if that's the case, he's going to come into this game a lot fresher than his counterparts, who played a real drag-em-out game against the Jets this past Sunday. I think that short week could favor the Dolphins because they had such a big lead.
Should be an interesting one tonight, Chris. We appreciate your time.
I agree. Thank you, sir.